There are roughly 6,000 Americans in Libya. The U.S. government is trying to get them out. A ferry that was chartered to take hundreds of U.S. citizens from Libya to Malta was held up for a while yesterday. U.S. officials said everyone on board was safe. They said the delay was because of the weather. Meanwhile, Libya's leader, Muammar Gaddafi, is blaming the violence in his country on young people. He says they're taking some sort of pills and being manipulated by the Al-Qaeda terrorist group. But during a speech earlier this week, President Obama said what's going on in that part of the world has nothing to do with outside influences.
So let me be clear. The change that is taking place across the region is being driven by the people of the region. This change doesn't represent the work of the United States or any foreign power. It represents the aspirations of people who are seeking a better life.
Looking around that region, starting next door to Libya, in Algeria, the country has lifted a 19-year-old state of emergency. And what that means is that people there have greater freedom of speech and assembly now. Moving south to Cameroon, where protesters are demanding that the country's president step down. He's been in power for nearly 30 years and is running for re-election this year. Finally, Yemen, where 8 lawmakers resigned to protest violence against people who are demonstrating against the government. One of the lawmakers said, quote, "I resigned because there's been no respect by the government for human rights."